if you do go into lockdown, but it's actually a tip you can use even if you don't. But if you're going to reactivate your database, a couple of things I want to teach you. You should absolutely learn about list segmentation. Hey docs, Dr. Ryan Ryder here, founder of DC Practice Growth and co-owner of Nine Practices myself. And I'm going to be filming a few informational videos of the next period that really help you have the best 2021 you could possibly have. And I'm going to be teaching stuff that really helped us. We were closed for 8 weeks. We lost $1.5 million worth of revenue being closed for that period of time. We had 6,000 pre-scheduled patients in diary. We had to move and go through that whole process. And we had to reactivate a massive diary, a massive schedule or database. And today's tip is exactly one little tip about that that's going to make all the difference for you. And it's called trying to pivot in this period. If you have to reactivate, because you want to be planning for the next 2021 as if you could get the order to shut your practice down, close down, or your area or country or state go into, or county go into lockdown with short notice. I mean, we were just given 48 hours just yesterday that we're going back into tier three where our practices are. And I have students all over the world. So we are teaching these strategies to prepare you. So here's what I need you to understand. If you do go into lockdown, but it's actually a tip you can use even if you don't. But if you're going to reactivate your database, a couple of things I want to teach you. You should absolutely learn about list segmentation, which means you got your message to market match or offer to market match. That does not mean that your entire database gets the same offer or opportunity or get offered the same opportunity to come in. First thing I want to say. So you want to learn or start preparing your database or be able to very quickly mobilize your top spenders, your active patients, your inactive patients, and potentially your inactive patients that potentially are not your highest and highest motivated customers, right? That's the first tip. You want to already be having at your ability or be able to be tested and be able to have at the tip of your fingers those statistics. The next thing that's absolutely key to you reactivating your database is trying to pivot into something called permission-based marketing. Now, if you've ever received a call on the phone from a telemarketer, you and I would both say that it's pretty irritating when you get a cold call, right? So all I'm trying to do is position the call, which is essential to reactivate your database, by the way. If you close for 8 weeks and you're not using telephone calls, if you're not getting on the phone, you are leaving thousands and thousands of dollars on the table. But here's my little tip for you. The telephone call always works best after the fact. Let me explain. So if you've sent something in the post, or you've sent an email, or sent a text, first of all, always make a telephone call after something's been sent. Why? Because of this golden line. It is, hey, just a courtesy call to see if you got our email, text, letter in the post. That changes everything. That changes everything. Because all of a sudden, by the way, most of our telemarketing teams or teams on the phone are not highly skilled, highly trained telemarketers. So just giving them that help changes the game. Because often they'll say to you, oh yes, I have seen that you've got a reactivation offer or you've got an opportunity for me to come back or I've got money on my schedule or money on my account. I've been meaning to phone, I haven't got around to phoning, let's get booked. It's as simple as that if you started that line. The next thing I'm gonna say is within your emails and texts, wherever you can, you want to try to put a big button in there or something that shows like grab this here or claim it here. And here's the key. You absolutely have to be notified and be able to track who clicked on the button. Right now, a lot of people are trying to cut out the middleman, i.e. the telephone call, by getting people to schedule themselves on online booking systems. If that's possible, fine, try. But my guess and my experience is that conversion is not very high in anything you do. So here's the tip. You absolutely want a telephone team or someone on the call. If you're reactivating, you know, no one in the schedule, you've closed, and you're sending out these emails telling people about how they can book or get reactivated or use the money on their account or offers or whatever you do, make sure that your CAs, your telephone team, get notified when someone clicks on the link, right? So even though you might have an online booking system or you might drive them somewhere or you might say, hey, call, do not leave it up to them to do that. You need a team notified. So now what happens is they go to a thank you page, and the thank you page simply says, you can book here, or one of our team members will get in touch with you immediately. Now that you've pre-framed the phone call, now the phone call changes context completely. The phone call is, hey, thanks so much for clicking the link. Let's get you booked. You see, whenever the phone call happens after the fact, after them clicking the link, that's called permission-based marketing. If they click on a link saying, grab the offer here or enroll here, and they click on the link and they go to the thank you page saying someone's going to call you or you can book yourself here, now you've changed the whole context of the call. That's expecting a call. There's another little psychological factor involved here. Have you ever heard the saying, curiosity killed the cat? Well, sometimes if there's a big button in your emails or in your, which is your text or a link or whatever that says, inquire here or grab offer here or get it here, sometimes they just can't help themselves and they just click on the link. Sometimes they weren't even necessarily sure if they wanted the offer, but they still click on the link and the thank you page comes up and says, someone will be in touch shortly. Now you've got permission to call them. Now, even if they often don't want the offer, they're still on the phone, which is worth a lot, as they are highly motivated. They opened the email, they clicked on the link, they read the email, they should still get a call. And they, best of all, they've notified you that you can call them as such. They've given you permission to call them because they clicked on the link. And the link said, thank you page said, hey, we're going to give you a call shortly. So they can't be upset when you do call them. I hope that makes sense. Often, even if they weren't sure if they wanted the offer, because you called them, they just go, oh, go on then, let's get it done. I promise you the tips I've given you just in this video are going to make all the difference. Last little tip. When you call the click or lead or initiation of the tag to call and the call time, is imperative that that's short. So there are studies that now show that if you miss the five minute window, which is not always possible, but if you miss it, it can get up to 100 times more difficult to get that person on the phone. Even to get them on the phone, it can go up 100 times more. So in a time where all of us are a little bit short-staffed, where all of us have some challenges with regards to, you know, if you have to lay off people, or if you had to put people on furlough, or if you had to not keep your whole team in while you have no flowing patient visit base, then you may think it's harder to make the call in 5 minutes, but it costs you more in resource to miss the 5 minute window. So again, that's just training to let your team know that. This is obviously gold I'm teaching you now, and it'll make all the difference for you. Hope this is helpful. Keep a lookout for our series. We've got a whole reactivation, a whole COVID series, Thriving the New Economy. I am teaching this stuff in a free web class coming up on the 16th and 17th of January. I'm going to teach you all these strategies and actually give you the swipe files and the scripts and the texts and the emails and a lot of these, if you will, resources to help you do this when you have this happen to you in 2021, and you should expect it to happen to you in 2021. Join us on there. There are no recordings. We will be giving bonus material on them. That's why we're doing two events. That's why we're doing two separate ones. So you can make, hopefully you can make one of them. That's a Saturday and a Sunday. I'll be teaching you all the gold on how to create new patients, how to reactivate, and how to have a record 2021. I'll finish by telling you that many of my Inner Circle members had a record 2020, and many of them had to close for up to 8 weeks and they still had a record. That means the highest number of revenue, the highest number of new patients, the highest number of weekly patient visits they've ever had in their entire life. I want to teach you these strategies 16th and 17th of January. I'll see you there. Click on the link below and we'll sort you out.